Maybe we have tourists giving a show at 12, so is it possible to get in 5 minutes before? Thank you so much.
If you want to say for there's a bat there on the band in this farm. What's your names?
Shmuel.
Abu Ashman.
I'm Guy
Ben
Chana.
Guy.
Haskell.
Okay. Somebody recording this? Make it number four, sheer four. Because I agree. Okay, we'll do a page Zion, in the right hand column, the two paragraphs in the bottom of the page, which says the Mishnah. Okay, Sukkah she'ena gevoa sara tfachim psula. Sukkah doesn't have 10 tfachim, and it's height, it's pasul. Kvar marnu. So earlier we said she'shira sara who din b'mechitza sasukkah. This din of 10 is a rule in the wall of the mechitza. The wall has to have 10 tfachim. There's another din in the space of the sukkah, but there's a basic din in the wall. A wall always has to have 10 tefachim. Any place in Torah, it's a requirement of a wall. It's a rishus hayachid, have four walls. Or klein, you want to separate the grapes from the wheat, you have to put up a wall. You have to have 10 tefachim. The pachas masor tefachim, ein mechitzos hasukah ksheiros. Gam b'shabbos, b'kviyas chalos Hashem shal rishus hayachid, ma'akev gova, asora b'mechitzos. Alpha became yeah, you have a Rishimos? Take one from the back. Alpha became we're on page Zion. Alpha became Nivali the Yeshkan Shtei Alachot Nifradot. Even though it says in the sukkah you have to have a wall of 10 tefachim, and on Shabbos to make a rishus hayachid you need a wall of 10 tefachim, but they're not the exact same halacha. The 10 tefachim of the wall of a sukkah and the 10 tefachim of a wall of Shabbos are not the same halacha. It's not a simple single halacha that a wall by definition has to be 10 tefachim high. It's not true. Well, Raya Lakach, he has a very strong Raya. Modisa Lakam and Dabdalam at Beis. Zela Shono. It says in Dabdalid, Haitab Futam, Yut Fochim. Let's say you have a wall which is only on page Zion at the bottom, right hand column of the last paragraph. If we have a wall for the Sukkah less than 10, let's say you have a wall of 8 Fochim. So it's possible. And he digs a ditch in the sukkah, another two tefachim, and he's going to stand inside the ditch. So he's going to have a wall of 8 and two of a chakak. So the Gemara says a condition. Im yesh misfas chakak v'lachosel gimel tefachim psula. If from the edge of that ditch to the wall is more than three tefachim or more, it's possible. But if your horizontal distance between the ditch and the wall is less than 3, it'll be kosher. Now we have a rule in the Torah of Lavud that things are considered connected if they're less than 3 tefachim apart. It's mentioned many times, especially in Masechet Shabbos, it's a very important law, that if things are less than 3 tefachim apart, they're connected. So the Gemara says, if you want to build create a mechitza sukkah of two separate sections, 8 and 2, you have to make sure that they're within the 3 tefach distance between them. Therefore, the 8 and the 2 will be connected into one entity, into a single tent. Pachas mishlosh tefachim ksheira. And the Gemara says it clearly, you're trying to create a wall, pachot mishlosha tvachim in, if they're separate, less than 3 tvachim, they're considered a single wall. Ilo, if it's 3 tvachim or more, they're too far apart, you can't integrate them. Okay. The Gemara yotze, she'ein l'tzarev, gova, asara, b'mechitza sasuka. You can't integrate a single 10 tefach wall, ela kol hashir mitzdareif b'pochos mishlosha tefachim, kloma shehamerchak ben shnei chelke hamachitza hu pachot me shlosha tefachim, then you can make a single wall of 10. Kvar tamu al kach b'toisvus, daf dalet, pochos elishon, tom b'peruk hamad d'shabbos, Tosfos asks a kashya of Gemara on Shabbos. There it says, "Gabbayit, if you have a house, she'ein toch asara, it doesn't have a 10-foot wall. Let's say it's only 8 feet. Chakak bolash, I mean, it doesn't have 10 tefachim. It only has 8 tefachim. Chakak bolash limol asara, and then he digs a ditch. The same exact case to make a 10. You know, he has a wall of 8, and he makes a little ditch of 2. Now he has 10. He's standing inside the ditch. So he did it on 4 sides. Is he in a rishus hayachid?" So there the Gemara says he's in a Rishus HaYachid because he has 2 plus 8. He's surrounded by 10 tvachim of mechitzos, a small 2 and another 8. He's in a Rishus HaYachid. And Tosfos says the Gemara there never required that the 8 and the 2 be within 3 tvachim of one another, that they should be very close, adjacent. They can be very far apart. And still we say it's a Rishus HaYachid. Amai lo mechalek. Kihai Gavna, why didn't it make the same point? That it's only when that ditch is within 3 tvachim of the wall. You can't compare the Rishus of Shabbos, which is to prevent people from walking there, to a sukkah where you need the wall near the schach. It's a vague answer. I mean, he basically says the purpose of a wall to make a Rishus HaYachid is to prevent people from coming there, and the purpose of a wall by a sukkah is to make the schach kosher. So, because each has a different purpose, therefore, in Shabbos you can integrate the pieces 8 and 2, even though they're far apart. But in sukkah you have to integrate them only when they're adjacent, when they're close, within 3 tvachim. Because we have different functions. One is to create an area where people don't go into. One is to create kosher schach. And this explains, Tosfos says, why in sukkah you've got to create a single wall within Lavud. And in Shabbos you can have separate pieces, 8 one place, 2 another place, but he's inside the 2. So basically between the 2 and the 8 there's 10. So it's because they have served different purposes. So Shabbos, we're more lenient, we create the wall easier, and in Sukkah, we're more stringent. It doesn't really explain it. So the Rav explains it like this. But Bia Devreim, Nirali, Shatosis Machatshim, Shekayem Chiluk, Bein Mechitzos HaShabbos, Levein Mechitzos HaShabbos, is defining a very important point, distinguishing the walls of Shabbos for the Rishus HaYochid and the walls of Sukkah for the clashes of a Sukkah. But Mechitzos HaShabbos, Ein Tzorech, when you talk about the walls of Shabbos, you don't have to have a single identity of a single wall. Gam b'habe mechitzas ketanos harachok zum zu nasa hamokom mebefnim mishus yoch. You can have many small mechitzos, small barriers, but the place inside is surrounded by 10 tefachim. We can call that place a designated area, which is a rishus hayochid. It's surrounded by 10 tefachim. Dinu asor b'mechitzas hashamah. They speak about 10 tefachim by Shabbos, and then no din b'cheftza shel hamechitzah. We're not talking about the item or the cheftza. You guys know what the word cheftza is. Cheftza of the wall. We're not saying that the wall has to be 10 tefachim. We never said that, Tosfos says. Ela b'cheftza shel hamokom hamukaf mechitzos. We're saying that the area of a Shus HaYachid surrounded by walls should be 10 tefachim of surrounding area. So he has a 2 and a ditch, and a yard, 100 feet away. He has 8, so when he's there inside the ditch, his area is surrounded by 10 tefachim of wall. So you measure the 10 not in the mechitzos, you measure the 10 in the makom. If you have a makom, and I can show that this makom of 10 has hek of mechitzos, it's reshus hayochid. So it's a completely different story. It's not 10 in the mechitzos, it's 10 in the makom. You want to add something?
Yeah, I'm not fully understanding. So you have, when you say a total of 10, you can have 2, 2, 2, 2, as long as there's...
As long as from the bottom to the top is in the place what you're talking about, the Rishus HaYochid, you can say that there's 10 mechitz, 10 tefachim of mechitza.
In
the space. Okay. Nice ditch. This space has 10 tefach.
Right, so that's okay. However,
each wall is 2 and 8, and it's more than, if it's very far apart, greater than three, you can't say it's one wall, because
right,
it's more than level.
Mm-hmm.
So in Shabbos, this works, because I don't measure the 10 in the walls, I measure the 10 in the space. So this space has, so basically this is the Rishus HaYochid here. This will not be Rishus HaYochid.
Right. Sukkah, that's not good.
Sukkah, that's pasul. Shabbos, it's good. In Sukkah, that's pasul, the Gemara says. In Sukkah, what you have to have. Here's your schach. And you have to have less than 3, between the 8 and the 2. So basically, you're creating a single wall of 10. So this is kosher, because this has now a single wall of 10. So it's a different wall. Yeah.
With the Shabbos case, like theoretically, could you have like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10?
Yes.
That's kosher?
Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be 2 pieces. You could have 10 pieces, whatever many pieces it's. So it's a very fundamental idea. And it's clear in the two Gemaras. Whether Tosfos actually means that, we're not so sure, but that's how the Rav interprets it.
Also, in that case, is it kosher sukkah the whole thing or just in the ditch?
Okay, the ditch is kosher because it has a 10-foot wall, but this will be kosher too, because it's a din of pesel, it's called pesel ayotzi, that you can extend it's kosher schach. So then, once you get kosher schach, you can go outside the walls with the kosher schach.
But the 8 doesn't become part of the wall?
No. The 8 becomes part of the wall, so it goes to here, up to 10. Yeah.
When the Rebbe is saying chetza, does he mean that because by sukkah, like what we said last week, the walls according to the Rambam are part of the chetza mitzvah?
Yeah, that's a good point. You could say that. Yeah. You can put that together. He doesn't put it together. But, yeah, it's a good idea. Okay, so let's finish that paragraph on the second side of the page in Zion. So you explain Shabbos. Meidach b'sukkah, but when you come to sukkah, huchshav haschach, the schach becomes kosher, rak al yedei mechitza, through a wall, sheyesh bo, shir aso, that it has the measurement of 10, be'etzem hachefza shel hamechitza, in the very... It's hard to translate the word chefza. In the very, perhaps I would call it the item, but the word item doesn't really capture the real meaning of the word chefza. In the structure, okay. In the very structure of the mechitza. In the measurement of 10 has nothing to do with measuring the space of the sukkah, but in the body of the wall. Therefore, small little walls, which are far apart, so they can't be integrated to get the measurement of 10. If they're so close within the amount of lovehood, less than 3, mitkayem chefter shel mechitzah, then you get a single entity of a single wall, gavoa yud, which is 10 high, v'haschach uchsham. Hayotzim mezeh, the conclusion of this is, t'shani shir gova asara b'shabbos min b'sukkah. The measurement of 10 in Shabbos is fundamentally different than 10 in a sukkah. B'shabbos nema hashir l'inyin hekif makom. In Shabbos it has to do with surrounding the area, avol b'sukkah, hashir, the measurement never b'chefter shel mechitza, in the body of that mechitza. From this we can explain a bunch of other things. Psak Rambam, this is a very interesting psak. It says like this, b'chol osim l'choyayim. Now, the rabbi said, Rabbanan said, that you have to have your alley has to have a fourth side, so you can put up either a beam across the front of the alley, a korah, or you put a pole in the front of the alley, and that's considered like the mechitza for the fourth side. So he says like this, he says you can make such a pole, a lechi, afilu bisure hanah, even something which is prohibited to have benefit from. Akum atma, say the pole was part of an idol, or asherah, or it was an idolatrous tree. Sha'asa ota lechi kosher. If you use it for that pole on the fourth side, it's kosher. Sha'alechi of your kol shehu. A lechi can be as small as you want it in terms of its thickness. Gova lechi, the height of the lechi, ain't pachot masarat tfachim. It has to be at least 10 tfachim high, like a regular wall. Rochel v'av kol shehu, however, its width and thickness can be as small as you want. B'chol osim korah. And then when you make a beam, not a pole, put a beam across the front, have a low basherah. There you can't use an idolatrous tree. Ufishiyesh the rochel v'av korah shehu, because the width of that beam has to have a measurement of a tefach. For chol ashurim, asum an asherim. There's a rule that you can't use an idolatrous tree if you need a shear. There's a rule in the Gemara mentions a few times called ketuse mechtas shear. If you have to burn something, it's a mitzvah to destroy it, you can't use it for something which requires a measurement. Okay, lulav, right. So he said like this, if you're fixing your fourth side of a mavui, you put a pole there. It's from an asherah, it's kosher. Why? Because he says the mavri has no measurements. It can be kosher, it can be as small as you want. You put a korah there, it's pasul, because the korah has to be a tefach. If it's an asherah, we say kesusa mechtashir, it doesn't have the shear of a tefach. So the rabbi jumps on him, because it's a shear of a lechi, it's 10 tefachim high. So what's going on here? Da'asa Rambam, the lechi shal asherah kosher, avol korah shal asherah, psula, the kesuse mech the shear gets eliminated. The haravid masigalav, he questions this. The harei gam belechi yeshir asara, the lechi has a measurement of 10. Madua ein bodin kesuse mech the shear. Why can't you just apply the same rule that the ashera should be destruction of the shear? With elishano im aviol kol shu. Okay, I agree that its thickness can be any amount. Gavo, however, the height has to be 10 tefachim high. So tiritz moreinu rabbeinu hagon Reb Chaim shel Rambam hashir b'shabbos shel gova yud b'lechi enenu shir b'guf alechi el abhekav mokum shosayach. With this idea, those 10 tefachim that we're talking about is not a shir in the lechi. The lechi is the mechitza. Shabbos doesn't have a shear in the mechitza. It has a shear in the space which is surrounded by the mechitza. The Rosh Hashanah has to be 10 tefachim high. That Rosh Hashanah is there. So even if the lechi is from the asherah, we don't care about the 10 tefachim being destroyed inside the asherah. There's no requirement for the lechi to have a shear within its body or its essence. The shear is in the space of the alley. That alley is surrounded by 10 tefachim of a barrier, even though that barrier doesn't have a legal measurement, but the legal measurement is not relevant for the space. The space is 10 tefachim high, and it has a barrier, and the barrier is fine. So we don't apply the rule. That's the thing. It's a very fine point.
Why do you need to say that the shear of the 10th bachim is in the space? Why don't you just say that the whole purpose of having a lefi is so that you won't accidentally go from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah? So the fact of the matter is that while you might say halachically, you know, because the stem doesn't actually have a shear because you have to burn it, but in terms of see us, you're
going to
see it.
Yeah, but Anakorah is the same purpose, that he shouldn't walk out. And there the Rambam does apply the psula of Kesusim Mechtus on the Tefach. So you see that you need a legal halachic shear. You can't have it above the zone.
So if you're saying that it's 10 Tefachim in the place, why would the Korah not work for that?
The Korah has another shear, one Tefach. Has to be one Tefach wide. That cross beam across has to be one tefach wide. So the Susi Mechta shear is going to be in that tefach. The space doesn't bother us because the space is not Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah is either the Korah or the Lechi. Now the Korah has another shear, one tefach.
Why do we care about that?
Gemara says you have to make a beam which is one tefach wide. There's a special.
Right. I'm saying why we, by Lechi, it has to be 10 tefach and how we don't care how wide it is.
Right.
By the Korah, we care one tefach wide. Why is there a difference that?
You're talking about by Asherah, by the Avodah Zarah?
Yeah.
Because if the shear of the Tefach is in the Cheftza of the Korah.
Okay.
So if it's in the Cheftza, and that Cheftza is Asherah, it becomes destroyed as a shear. But the ten of the Lechi is not in a Cheftza of the Lechi, it's
why,
in the space.
Why are we differentiating?
Because the Lechi is just a simple Mechitz of Shabbos, And we establish that mechitzas of Shabbos don't have to have a cheftza of a mechitza; they just have to define an area of 10. So I don't need a cheftza of a mechitza. So I don't care. It's a korah. There's a din of a cheftza of a korah. There is such a din. They created something called a cheftza of a korah. It needs to be a real something, a real cheftza. Otherwise, you don't understand this Rambam. How can the Rambam say that the Korah of Asherah is Pasul and the Lechi of Asherah is Kasha? They're both doing the same thing. They're at the front of the alley and they're creating a kind of a machitza on the fourth side with the Rabbanon. But it's much more tough on the Korah, that the Korah can't be Avodah Zarah. So because it has that Tefach requirement, and the Tefach gets destroyed by the Asheva, Yisrahana, which is in the wood, destroys the Tefach, doesn't destroy the ten. So the conclusion is that the ten is not a din in the Lechi, the ten is a din in the space, which the Lechi demarcates.
Is the Lechi a Rabbanan?
Now the Lechi turns out, according to the Rambam, is a Deraisa. Yeah, the Kor is the Rabbanan and the Lechi is the Deraisa.
That's so interesting because you would have thought it would have been.
You would thought that it would be more chomer than the rice and more lenient than the rabban. It's the other way. The lechi, the rice is more lenient, and the korah, the rabban is more strict because of the way they defined the shear. The Torah never defined the shear of 10 in the mechitza, defined the shear of 10 in the space of the Rishus HaYachid. Yeah.
Korah is like horizontal beam, right?
Yeah.
So it has to be 10 to nothing high also, right?
Right.
But don't you automatically have a lechi if you have a korah? Meaning, like, it has to be.
The lechi has to be vertical, and the korah is
horizontal.
How are you going to have? I could have it sitting on something. Maybe he has wires holding it up. He doesn't have a pole. If he would have a pole, it would be a lechi. Okay. Now, next paragraph. The Chaim Zitzal Hayemosu. The Chaim used to add. It's a very elegant explanation. He added like this: Shekol zeh sofer Harambam, the nogoyah lemechitzo Shabbos bulvad. this the Rambam will say when he talks about the barriers of Shabbos. B'shus ha-yachid, b'shus ha-yachid ein tzorach l'cheftza shel mechitza achas. You don't need a single item which is called a barrier. Ela l'makom, mukaf, b'govim. We need a place which is surrounded by barriers, even small, tiny ones, even Avodah Zorah ones, as long as that area is Gova Yud. Lefichach b'mechitza s'shabbos ein chalot din kesus v'mechtas levatach ha-shir shel ha-zorah te'ein o shir b'guf ha-mechitza. L'umat zot b'mechitzot ha-sukah, talk about the walls of a sukkah, shir ha-zorah b'guf ha-mechitza, as we established earlier, that you need 10 in the very body of those walls. Ha-sukkah k'shei v'rakash shekayim chefza shel mechitza achas lahachshir et ha-schach. In sukkah you need a real single wall to make the schach kosher. Ke'en ha-mechitzot chalot lahakav makom ha-sukkah. It's not, the walls aren't there just to define the area, ela lahachshir et ha-schach. And shir gova asara b'mechitzot ha-sukkah ne'ma be'etzem ha-chefza shel mechitza. Lefichach mechitzot sukkah ha-suyot matzei ha-shevah psulot.
So he's Machaim says, we don't have a Gemara about this. He says, if someone build the walls of a sukkah from Avodah Zorah, that would be possible. Because there the Shia of 10 is in the wall. The Shia of 10 is actually in the wall of the sukkah. So therefore, if you made it Avodah Zorah, it would destroy the Shia. Shabbos, the 10 is not in the wall. The 10 is in the space, surrounded by the wall. So the wall of Shabbos can be a Avodah Zorah, but the wall of a sukkah cannot be a Avodah Zorah.
Because of the chefetz of the mitzvah.
Because it's the chefetz, right? It has to be a single chefetz. It can't be separate pieces. Important point, yes?
So what do you think that if the walls are just there to make the schach kosher, that like it's almost like a distinction? It doesn't matter what the laws are, as long as the
schach is 10 fucking. Well, yes, I said, the language of the Tosas, he says, this is for the schach,
yeah.
And this is to stop people from walking there, somehow supposed to lead you to this abstract concept of real wall, single wall versus not. So I keep on using the language of the Tosas that the mechitzas are for the schach. But do you? Okay. I agree with you that there's no necessity to necessarily come to this conclusion, but the way the Gemara push you to say yes.
Is there a separate din to destroy idols?
Yeah.
If so, how can we do this? Because which comes first, the destruction of the idol or the mitzvah of having the enclosure of the area.
Oh, that's an interesting question. There's this guy, but don't forget, we're talking about Shabbos. You can't break things on Shabbos. So he has a wall of Avodah Zorah. You're right, he has a mitzvah to destroy it, but now it's Shabbos, so right now he wants to carry inside the wall because it's a Shus HaYochid, and he'll burn it right after Shabbos. That's a good point. Okay, Beis. The Ran lekamon al harif, kosav. The Ran writes nivoli, she'ein tzuras haPesach matir b'shtei tfanot shel sukkah. You can't use tzuras haPesach. Tzuras haPesach is a door frame. So a door frame, that's basically all the erevin. 98% of erevin are based on door frames. You have two poles and a wire. So a door frame called tzuras haPesach, something looks like a doorway is a good wall on Shabbos. That's how we build Rishus HaYochid by Erevin, with two poles and a wire. It's a door frame. But Iran says it won't work in Sukkah, even though Tzuras HaPesach works on Shabbos and a Klayim. The Machmirim Baha B'Sukkah M'Shabbos, because we want to be Machmir on Sukkah. K'shem Shemachmir Baha Le'inyan Amud Gevor Ayud Debinan Mechitzat Nikarot. The Gemara says on Daf Dalet that if you have a pillar,
just 10 by 4 by 4. Anyway, it's a big pillar. So on top of the pillar, you have a Rishus HaYachid. Let's say you put such a pillar underneath the schach, and you want to say, my schach is going to have walls. Okay, in other words, it bounds like this. Where is it? Okay. So on Shabbos, the rule is, so you're on top of a building, right? So the roof is in a shusayachid because we extend the wall. So there's a halacha in Moshe Sinai that walls get extended up to the sky. So when you're standing on the roof, you're basically surrounded by the four walls of the building below you. Okay? This is called an amud. Shabbos it works. Now the Gemara says that in Sukkah we have such a thing for a Sukkah. This is Schach. It's possible. Okay, you don't extend the wall because you need that, the Gemara calls it, you need the Mechitza. You have to see those walls, and this is just a make-believe imaginary wall. So the imaginary wall works on Shabbos, it doesn't work on Sukkah. That's what the Gemara says. So the Ran says that the same, he applies the same principle to a doorway. If you have Tzuas HaPesach, okay, this is space. So he says that the schach, if you put schach here, let's say, put the schach here, he says it's going to be possible. Because this doorway is not a real wall. It's not a mechitza nikar. It's not a real wall. It works for Shabbos, but doesn't work. It doesn't work for Sukkah. This is the Ran. This is the Gemara. So he extends this idea that there's something about the walls of Sukkah which require more reality to it. Not so abstract like a door frame, which works on Shabbos, but it doesn't work in the Sukkah. So he says like this, Levan, Lahave poskim, Tzuas HaPesach, Afa Pishi Ksheira. The Mechitzas HaShabbos, Ein Ksheira, the Mechitzas Sukkah. V'nira Shetama Kavel. Tzuas HaPesach, so the Rebbe wants to use his idea. Tzuas HaPesach works on Shabbos, it's a mo'ila, it works, L'din Hechsha HaMokim, it can help define the place inside. Aval eina chefza shal mechitza ma'am. That is not a real wall. So I say the word chefza is hard to put into English. It functions like a wall in terms of demarcation. So you can say the area inside has been defined as a reshus hayachid because it's demarcated by the tzuas HaPesach. But that demarcation is not enough for a sukkah. So you have to have a real wall, not just a demarcation. If you go to Shabbos, shechalot ha-machitzos hi b'ikah la-hakif u-lechalek ha-mokim shal reshus ha-yochid me'ila gam tzuas ha-pesach gam b'klayim, or let's say separation of the grapes from the wheat, you can use also tzuas ha-pesach leka tzorach b'cheftah shal machitza mamish, you don't need a real wall. Zkukim lechalot machitza. You need something which demarcates and separates where these things are growing. You put a tzuas HaPesach, will work because it'll find the area. One side is grapes, and one side of that area, of that Pesach, would be the wheat. The walls are not there to define areas. You need a real wall. Okay, so it's a Pesach psula, shenena cheftza shel mechitza
mamash. Okay, Gimel Levan, Gam Bamud Gevoa Yud, we have a pillar which is 10 Tvachim high, B'Shabbos Huchsha Makom, V'Ava Ma'al La'amud Liyod V'Shus HaYochid, and Shabbos, the air above that pillar is V'Shus HaYochid, V'Besukah, Mechitzot Amud Psulot, V'Nitba'esh Shom Shetam HaChilakush, En Kan Chefta Shel Mechitzos, Nikorot L'Mala Eitzel Aschach, V'Fikach Psulot, She'en Asukok Sherak B'Chefta Shel Mechitzos, Avul B'Shabbos, Din Hechta Shel Mechitzos, Afila Hechta Shel Mechitzos, She'na Nikorot, Mo'il Likvor V'Shus Yochid L'Mala, B'Shabbos Nigal L'Sukah, Ein Tzorach L'Chefta Shel Mechitzos. So again, the third place where he uses the concept that Shabbos doesn't need such a real wall, a real chefta, just something which demarcates, which separates areas. So the roof of a building can be used to establish the area above the roof as a reshus hayachid. It's demarcated through good asik, through this imaginary extension. But in the sukkah, you have to have a real machitza, not just setting aside areas. A real mechitza won't work with an amud, and a real mechitza won't work with a tzuras of Pesach. Yes?
So, if you're living on an island, as we do, can we then say, so why not just rely on good asik? We have walls surrounding everywhere.
That's what Rabbi Kasher, was a very big gadol who used to live in Manhattan. His name was Rabbi Kasher. Then he moved to Israel. He wrote the... He claimed that the sides of the island, it's an island, has, it's just sitting basically on a little mountain which is in the river. So he said that little mountain at the banks of the island are walls. Now maybe you don't see these walls because they're underwater, but Shabbos, we don't need visible walls. If you want to build a sukkah using the river bank, that would be a problem because it's not in your carrot, you don't see it. But here, it's there, so just make that extension by standing on top of a roof. So, obviously, it became a very controversial psak because it turns the whole island into Rishus HaYachid, the city, yeah. He thought it was okay, but a lot of the rabbanim said it's not good because. Even though the basic logic is correct, but they found the Ramban, that the Ramban writes, I think maybe he's even talking about islands, he says that even though basically it's correct, there's no rule, you do say on a rooftop that the top of the roof is Rishus HaYochid, I am extending the size of the roof imaginarily to the sky, I do give good asik. So why not do it with the banks of an island? You know, it's a wall, just go up to the top. But there's a Ramban that says that natural geographic barriers, like sides of islands, sides of mountains, the Rabbanan didn't want that to be used as walls for Rishus HaYachid. I mean, if it's not visible, if it's a combination of something not visible, really, people don't realize that. I think the Ramban says, on Shabbos, they want people to realize you're inside the walls, even though...
So it's Marasayan, really? Is that what it is?
It might be at the Rabban, no, maybe it's at the Raisa. That's where the rabbis are arguing their letters about his idea. If it's at the Rabban, then you're getting into an area where you can start trying to find the Haterim, because it's only in this at the Rabban, but it might be he's saying the Raisa, that there's... You have to understand that you're inside some kind of an area, which is, if you're on top of a building, you know you're on top of
a
building.
So you
realize that there are walls below you, so the rabbis let you use those walls to make this a Rishus HaYochid because you're aware of the walls. You may not see them because it's an imaginary extension, but you're aware there are walls because you're on top of a building. But when you're walking around New York City, you have no idea that you're on an island. You don't know. So in that case, they just said that they can't use these as machitzas, demarcation, even for Shabbos.
So it's a matter of being aware? If I make
everybody aware, but not me, you, so but an average person.
If I publish and I make everybody aware of this halach, this awareness, I'll make everybody aware. Is the point awareness, or do you have something more tangible?
I don't When you take the course of Smicha for Hilchos Shabbos, you'll speak to the rabbi.
But
I'm sure you'll talk about this at some point.
Yeah. One more point, if I may. What about for Hilchos Nida? One rabbi I heard once said, take a little toy car and put it in between. So is it applying Gudasik? Because it's some sort of
what do you want to do?
Invisible extension.
For what?
Let's say you have one bed. So I heard one rabbi said, okay, you take a small little toy car. That's
no,
the mechitza.
Mechitza has to be 10 tefachim. You can't have less than 10 tefachim. So you want to put up a little fence in the middle of the bed. Maybe. Could be okay. I don't know. But
so good osik is only above 10 tefachim.
Right.
Sure. That's a very point.
That's a point, of course. Yes.
Is there a reason for the difference between the Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Sukkah? Because of, like, the essence of the mitzvah and why we're doing it. Meaning by Hilchos Shabbos, the reason why the line, like the demarcation would work is because the whole point on Shabbos is that you just can't go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and so all you need is a line separating it. By Sukkah, the essence of the mitzvah is like keep the Sukkos of Shabbos, and so you have to. You're supposed to be living in a hut like we did when we left the time, and therefore you need to actually be Metzias.
Right. Yeah, look at footnote number 6 on the bottom. Ayin v'sefer chazon yaschaskel v'shabbos ha-mevi et ha-yesod shel ha-gon Reb Chaim. This is Reb Chaim Brisker's Torah, this whole thing that we've just elaborated on it. So that's other sefer, Reb Cheskel Avramsky, he brings this idea down, the difference between Shabbos and Sukkah. And with P. Murray for Rabbi, Posek Hador, Agon Yomoshe Feinstein, Zitzach, Amoch, Gam Ken Shemati, Shesukkah, Zekuka Lachalos Din, Dofen, Mashen Ken B'Shabbos. Why is so Shalagon of Chaim Zitzach? Moshe Feinstein had a very interesting point. He said, if you look at the first Mishnah here in the Masechta, how does it call the wall of a Sukkah? It uses a different term. It uses the word dofen. Ein lo shalosh defanot. In the whole Masech B'Shabbos, whenever it's talking about walls, it uses the word mechitza. Never uses the word dofen. Sukkah always uses the word dofen. Shabbos always mechitza. So Moshe Feinstein said that's this point, that mechitza is a demarcation. There's chotzetz that separates this area from that area. So the main point of the wall of the Shabbos is separation and definition of areas. Whereas in mechitza, in the sukkah, you use a dofen. A dofen means a wall of a building, a wall of a hut. So it's a real fence. So it's real. So Moshe had a wonderful idea in the lashon. I always was surprised why the Rav didn't use this Moshe Feinstein's Diuk. Here it says dofen, so it has to be tangible. Cheftza v'machitza, real. And by sukkah and by Shabbos, use the word machitza, which means a separation, basically. Okay, let's do Dalet. Dalet, which is the last application that the Rav does over here. Nogeil l'shir ha-tefach v'dofen ha-shlishi shel ha-sukkah. There's a rule that the third wall has to have a tefach. You have to have, the Gemara says, a tefach and a tzurat ha-pesach, and some kind of door frame. It's a funny thing. Zelosh, Shon Tosfos says, pirush. It means like this. Imke nasol oto tefach tzurat ha-petach al pnei kol ha-dofen kul. You have to take the tefach and build it into a door frame on that wall. Ketzad, what it means like this. Konash shel chotzi tefach, he takes a pole, a tefach wide, etzel hayotze, that's at one side of that third, by the corner of the wall, the second wall. Konash chotzi tefach b'mekzo shekonekto, he takes another beam, chotzi tefach, on the corner on the other side. Kanal gabein, puts a kanal gabein. That closes up the third sign. I've got the perakam of Avin Shiva Kanish, the Suicide Pesach. Even though in Shabbos we never find that the poles of the Suicide Pesach have any size. That be Sukkah Hechmiu. Sukkah the more machmir, the Bina Mechitza Tanikarot. You need visible walls. So, like this, there's a certain place on the third side that the Gemara says you can use a door frame. But you have to make sure that the, each pole of the door frame, Tosfos says, is a half a tefach wide. Shabbos, no. Shabbos, you can put a door frame, it's a side of your reshus, and you can have it as thin as you want. It doesn't. There's no shear. Just 10 tefach high. But in Sukkah, we want the poles on each side of the frame to be a chatzi tefach. Together, it's one tefach. So Tosfos says the reason is we need a real wall. We need a real door frame. So to give it more guf, more body to that Suas HaPesach, we put a chatzi tefach on one pole and a chatzi tefach on the other pole. So again, you see that sometimes the Suas HaPesach, which we said earlier was just a demarcation, not a real mechefza of a mechitza, but in Sukkah, a special kind of Suas HaPesach becomes a chefza of a mechitza. Gam devratosis in spashim or haisoda. Now, the Shabbos died with Suas HaPesach mekanim, His basic idea is that the sukkah needs a real chefza of a machitza. Shabbos, you need the makom, which is mukaf machitza. And the rye from two small pieces, by sukkah need to be within lavud. And Shabbos, they don't have to. And so on and so forth. Yes?
And it doesn't matter, there's not a concentrated whole of a tefach. It just means that there's two physically, there's a total of tefach.
Right. And the lechi, the big point is that the lechi can be from Asheira on Shabbos, because I don't care about the ten and the lechi, I care about the ten and the makom. But the can't, Reb Chaim said, you can't have a lechi, you can't have a machitza of Asheira in Sukkah. You can have walls of Asheira on Shabbos, but not by Sukkah. And then the question of Nikeres, good asik. Works by Shabbos, not in Sukkah. And finally, Suas HaPesach. Yes.
So this, but this halacha is only for that third wall, right? Because meaning usually,
right? Only the third wall.
Kind of an exception, because meaning usually this is considered nothing because.
Right.
So it's like.
There's a halacha Moshe Mesinai that the third wall is a tefach.
Right.
And then for some reason the Gemara throws in a Suas HaPesach with the tefach. So. Tosfos says it means split the tefach into two halves and build the Suas HaPesach on the third side. It's only on that third side.
Everyone agrees that that's what it is, or is there different ways?
No, the different ways. Some people say put a tefach and then extend it with a Suas HaPesach out. Yeah, no.
So
this is only Tosfos' shot.
That would be more.
That would be, yeah, that would, I think the Rav talks about it later on, but that would mean that. You have one tefach, which is a real chefza, and then for the rest of it, you can have a hechsher. In other words, so the hechsher means you can have any kind of suas HaPesach. You don't have to have a real wall. And that would be the din of the third sign. Yeah.
So what you're saying that, although typically we don't rely on the area, if you have one wall that's a tefach, the next two can be one half tefach, and together they become another one?
No, Tosfos says that there's a halacha Moshe Mesinai that the third wall of a sukkah can be one tefach. The first two walls have to be 7 by 7. That we learned by Shammai, that you need to have 7 by 7 tefachim. But then the halacha Moshe Mesinai said there's only two walls have to be 7 tefachim each. But the third wall can be one tefach. Then the Gemara says, put a Suas HaPesach there. So Tosfos says you take that single tefach and you divide it into two halves and you put the beginning of the seventh tefachim, you'll put one half tefach, you put some kind of pole, of course, on top, or wire or something, and then on the other side, you put another pole, which is a half a tefach, so between this half and this half, you get that one tefach. And now you can put schach on it and use this as a third
so
size.
So two smaller poles of half a tefach each, that combine to make one tefach for the third wall.
Right. And it's part of a Suas HaPesach, it's part of a door frame.
It will become the door frame?
Yeah, there'll be the two poles of the door frame.
Okay.
and then you put something on top.
So it could be a doorframe and the wall.
Yes, on the third side, that there's a very unusual halacha of Moshe Messina, you can go down from 7 tefachim of real wall to 1 tefach, and you can even put that 1 tefach into a door frame, half and a half, and it still works. So,
yeah.
But whatever it is, somehow that tefach gives the door frame a real cheftza of a machitza character.
No, it's minimally 3 walls. That's all
it's a minimum of 3 walls, right. And there's an So, but he wants to be consistent. He wants to say that that third wall is also a cheftza of a mechitza. It's not just a hechsha of a makam. It's a real wall. So if you make it a sheva, it would be possible. Because he says by making that half and half, getting a tefach into it, you're giving it body, you're giving it a guf. So now we have to deal with it as a real wall, or that Moshe Feinstein called as a dofen. When it's a dofen, it's very different than on Shabbos. Shabbos, we're not dealing with a real wall. We're dealing with something which is a symbolic demarcation of an area.
So if you take a pestle and you destroy it, you burn it, let's say it's metal and it melts, is it considered destroyed? What about the remnants? Can you use the pool of metal, liquid metal now, can you use that
when you're talking about you burning Avodah Zarah?
Yeah, if it's metal,
Mishnah says once you destroy it through fire, anything, all the ashes and other things become mutter, yeah. Once you get the mitzvah of destroying it, yeah.
Just to clarify, so the reason why you can use a nashir or a thing for Avodah Zarah for Lech is because even though, as far as we only say that it doesn't exist as far as shiurim, but as far as mitzvah, it still can demarcate.
Exactly. Don't also forget, people say, if you look at the words of the psul, it says kitusei mechdashure. The word kitusei means it's ground up. It doesn't say that it disappears, ke'enenu. It doesn't say hashir enenu, it evaporates. It says kitusei mechdashure, it's ground up. It means you don't have a single entity that you can say, oh, this is 10, this is 20, because it's all like a batch of ashes or dirt, so you can't measure it. So but that means that the metzias of the thing is still there, just the shear gets knocked down.
So metzias, because all we need is a demarcator, is
right. So therefore, it works for the inside as a demarcation, as a metzias, as a real something, but not a real mechitza.
If it's at least 10 tefachim high.
Right.
Oh, but not by sukkah.
Sukkah, you need something which is has. It's so.
Metzias and shir.
So, right, metzias plus shir.
Right.
Right, sukkah. Okay. Both nayah shikar.